In Papua New Guinea, services are struggling to keep up with a booming population. At the current rate of growth, PNG's population is expected to double in the next 30 years. Part of the problem is that no one is quite sure how many people live there. The country is said to have a population of 8 million people, but it could actually be higher than that. PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting reports.
In the Mount Hagen Hospital, Dr. Sinal Vari is always kept busy.
On most cases, we have more patients coming in and not enough number of beds.
In the past 3 years, the hospital has seen a 40% increase in demand, in part because of population growth. The CEO of the Provincial Health Authority is David Vorst.
While our activity's been increasing, our budget's been decreasing.
PNG's population is booming. It's said the country has 8 million people, but no one knows if that's accurate. The last census was conducted 8 years ago, and it was deemed a failure. PNG is preparing to conduct another census next year. But there are already concerns that services can't keep up with the growing demand. The Mount Hagen Hospital has had to defer maintenance work in order to use that money to provide basic services.
We're hopeful that the current government is able to adequately fund health. You know, two pillars, as far as we're concerned, that need to be funded are education and health.
At the busy local markets, sellers are also noticing an increase in demand.
There was a small population in the 1980s, but up to now the population has increased every day. That is why it's hard now, because the price of food is increasing.
Big families are very common in Papua New Guinea. In the highlands, most women will have more than five children. The National Planning Minister, Sam Basil, says family planning and increasing contraception use is necessary to try to curb the country's high birth rate.
We cannot really support those population that we have out there. So really we have an uncontrolled population. We must really go back and think about controlling those.
But in a country where many live in extreme isolation and with strong cultural and religious beliefs, increasing contraception use is no easy task. This is Natalie Whiting in Mount Hagen for Saturday AM.